Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program you are about to listen is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Akshara Manamalai, presented by Sri Machur Venkatraman. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
So that first song, Arunachalamena Agame Ninaippavar. Arunachalam Ahame என நினைப்பவர். Devotees have given it another meaning. Bhagavan himself said, Ahame Arunachalam. Two ways you can say. Arunachala is me. Arunachalam Ahame. Now another way is, Bhagavan himself said in Pancharatna, hey Arunachala, you dance in my heart as Aham, 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 Aham. சித்திரமாம் இதெல்லாம் செம்மலையே நின்பாலே உத்திதமாய் நின்றே ஒடுங்கிடுமால் நித்தியமும் நான் என்று இதயம் நடித்திடுவையால் உன் பேர் தான் இதயம் என்றிடுவர் தான். ஏ செம்மலையே, சி திஸ் இஸ் கண் ஃபுல்னஸ் ஆஃப் உபாசனா. சி பகவான் சேஸ் Arunachala for us means this hill. One day Bhagavan was looking at Arunachala. Somebody asked Bhagavan, Bhagavan, whether you are looking at Annamalai? Bhagavan said, no, I am looking at myself. And in this Pancharatna Bhagavan says, பூத்வா ஸ்தித்வா லயமேதி. See, we see only a mountain with some 14 kilometers radius, which we go round and do pradakshana. And Bhagavan says, Arunachala, in you this world arises, in you this world remains, and in you this world merges back. See the profundity of it. The Upasana Murti itself is Brahman. That is scripturally, Shastra says so. The Upasana Murti which you worship, ultimately you see everything in it. In a small dust, you see the entire cosmos. But here Bhagavan says, hey Arunachala, the entire world arises in you, remains in you, merges back in you. And what is that Arunachala? You dance in my heart as I. Then it is very clear. From that center, when the mind flowers, the world appears. When the mind closes, the world disappears. When the mind is alive, the world is there. In it everything arises, in it everything remains, and unto that truth, it merges back. So, Tvai Sarvam Bhutva Stitva Pralinam. And actually it is not a statement. Bhagavan beholds it. That in Arunachala everything arises. That is why when world was taking place, people were asking, so many are killed, massacred. And here in this ashram, this solitary jungle, we are staying peacefully. should we not do something, Bhagavan? Bhagavan said, where is war? Who is killing whom? There is no battle, war inside. Nothing is happening. There is no battle, there is no war. Only the self exists. Because it came from Bhagavan, they could not argue. But suppose somebody who is of lesser category, if they tell them, you are heartless, they will say. For Bhagavan, there was no world. And to remain without the world, Bhagavan says, is the only solution for all worldly problems. That is the mystery. What is the greatest service that we can render to the world? Somebody is asking Bhagavan. In gospel it is there, Maharshi's gospel. Bhagavan says, the only service that you can do is to realize the self. The greatest benefit that you can do to the world is to create a vacuum in you. Vacuum means no world, no body. Remain as the self, and the fragrance, that peace, will give the greatest healing to all the suffering in the world. It's a contrast, you know. We think to help the world, we should believe that there is world. Bhagavan says the only way you can help the world is to remain worldless. It's always like that. See, the children, they are so beautiful. All children, babies. You know why? Because they are bodiless. Only you see body in them. They have not started. Actually, the Shastra says, the eye has not entered the eye. The eye has not entered the eyes. The eye has not entered the ears. The eye has not entered the nose. The eye has not entered the tongue. The eye has not entered each and every cell of the body. The eye remains aloof from the body, and the body is so beautiful. And slowly the eye will enter into every sense organ, and slowly it will start becoming dim, corrupted, and the beauty disappears. So the beauty is not of the body. The beauty of the self is seen through the body, as you can see it through a prism, the light inside. The beauty of bodilessness is seen in the body. And Bhagavan in talks, he says, realization is perpetual babyhood. Our babies, they just grow up. That is the most sorrowful thing. If they fail to grow up, that is a different thing. That is also a problem. When they are children, it's so beautiful, so joyful. In Srimad Bhagavatam, a great sage said, a baby is my guru. Because egoless, not at all conscious of others. Bhagavan also was like that. One great sage, Narayana Guru, he came to see Bhagavan in Skandashram. Yes, heard about Bhagavan, so he came to see Bhagavan in Skandashram. Bhagavan was remaining inside that Skandashram, and that Narayana Guru was outside. He just looked through the window. His disciples went inside and prostrated. Bhagavan also was silent. Narayana Guru was also silent. After a few minutes, Bhagavan came out and in Malayalam asked him whether he can take food with them. Oonu kazhikkam. Then Narayana Guru, he knew Tamil, he told Bhagavan, Maharshikal prasadam shapadalam. This was the only conversation they had. And Bhagavan took food, Narayana Guru also took food. After that, see, some guest has come to our house. We will have the feeling that we should honor them, we should have some inquiry, what you are doing, where are you coming from, how is your health, something we will inquire. Nothing. Bhagavan had to go for a walk. It was 11 o'clock or something in the afternoon. So Bhagavan just walked out. And Narayana Guru was observing. See, the beauty is, if some guests come to our house, the child in our home is only 5 years old. He just goes out without caring. Nobody feels hurt. Because when the child does it, it is so natural that nobody will feel that he is walking out arrogantly. So too, in that Bhagavan's that purna state, that completeness, there are no others. Duri bhuta anya darshanaha. Not seeing the other. The other is not there. In that state, he walks out. Narayana Guru asked his disciple, "Will you give me a paper and pen?" They gave him a paper. In his, he wrote 5 hymns describing that state of a Jivan Mukta, where there are for whom there are no others. Ko nama deshaha, ka jatihi, pravrittihi ka, kiyadvayaha, ityadi vadoparatihi, yasya tasiva nirvrittihi. That is the first verse. That first verse, Narayana Guru says, he didn't ask me, where are you coming from? Which country? What is your name? What is your caste? Sect? Where are you going from here? No question. And to ask such things, he should accept that there is someone other than him. Ityadi vadoparatihi, yasya tasiva nirvrtihi. So that 5 verses, they end, ityadi vadoparatam mahantam, prashanta gambhira nijaswabhavam, shonachale shri ramanam nidikshya, provacha narayana samyamindraha. That Bhagavan, he describes prashanta gambhira nijaswabhavam. What is the state of Bhagavan? Prashanta gambhira nijaswabhavam. In that majestic state of peace. Gambhira means majestic, profound. Prashanta means absolutely peaceful. Shonachale in Arunachala. Ramanam nirikshya. Observing Ramana. Who wrote Narayana samyamindraha? This Narayana Guru is also a great sage. So this Narayana Samyamindra, he wrote these 5 verses describing that state of fullness. The ego gives you division. The ego gives you division. When somebody asked Bhagavan, "Bhagavan, what do you see?" The scriptures say that the jnani looks at everyone as the self. What do you see? Bhagavan said, "I see only what all of you see, but you see more than me." I only see what is, you see more. Body, mind, ego, everything you see. But I fail to see all those things. Actually, you are more skillful. With telescope, you can see long, distant objects. With microscope, you can see small, minute things. Instruments are necessary for seeing anything other than you. When you leave aside all instruments, you alone exist. See, as long as you use instrument, you will see something. In the waking state, you use senses. So you, the body, you see the body, the world. In dream, you see use mind. Deep sleep is a state where you neither use the mind or the senses. That is why you complain nothing. And after declaring nothing, let me go back. So, that fullness comes only when this fellow is rooted out. This ghost is exorcised. So that should be driven out. And how to drive that ghost? Bring in light. You will see that that is only a progeny of ignorance. It is not really there. Just put the light there, it is not there. It is like seeing a ghost in a post. You see, put light there, it is the post alone is there, no ghost. So to you, look at the ego, what the ego is made of. That is Arunachala's grace. Bhagavan says, the moment Arunachala blesses you, the current of self-inquiry is activated. It is not that simply by reading Bhagavan's book, people got it. The moment they sat in Bhagavan's presence, even now, only that happens. The same divine process continues. We can see it every day. We don't need any kind of lecture for that. The moment we enter Bhagavan's hall, even children, they are vigilant. Only Bhagavan's body has disappeared. Bhagavan is fully there. Even before 1950, he was bodiless. Only people were seeing some body there. So before 1950, 1896, after 1896, there was no body for Bhagavan, but we were seeing a body. See, always I used to think, the stars, certain stars, the most nearest star to Earth, the light from that star takes 4 years to reach Earth. They say so. So, if that star disappears today, 4 more years we will see that light. Because of the distance. So too, because of the distance between Bhagavan and us, we see a body for him. But for the devotees, when they went near him, Unainan Uruvena Yenniye Nanna, Unnuru Aruvena, Bhagavan himself said, Arunachala, I thought that you are this form. But the moment I came, I just merged in you as rivers will merge in the ocean. No form. You are the formless being. So to Bhagavan's form appeared for the devotees till 1950. But before that also he is formless. Now also he is formless. I, for myself, I don't feel that I have not seen Bhagavan. He is fully there. It is not that only devotees who were fortunate to see him before 1950 were directly affected by him. He is fully there. He is completely there. You can speak to him. You can get complete benefit of him. Sometimes I even feel he is going for a walk also. There is a fluctuation, a difference. Sometimes when he was in the body, he will be there in the old hall, going to the hill, going here, going there. Like that, sometimes he goes to Goshala. Sometimes he comes back to meditation, that old hall. Most of the time he is there in the Samadhi hall. Always he is there. Completely is there. The only thing is, he is now Ellayarathan Olirum. Simply I said here and there, but he has no place. Every place remains in him. He is the all-pervading being. So, that Bhagavan says, Arunachala, if you think about Arunachala, or If you are outside Tiruvannamalai, if you want to see Arunachala, just look within. Just look at in your heart, even in a dark room, you know that you exist. How do you experience that existence? It's not the experience of the body. It is not the experience of the mind. Experience, existence, I are all synonyms. Existence is experience. Experience is I, consciousness. The very nature of consciousness is experience. It is not experiencing something. It is not experiencing an object. Experiencing a feeling. Experience is I. Kevalanubhava swarupa. The very nature of I is experience. Is it? The darkness you see, you exist. I am there. I don't doubt my existence. And that experience is not the experience of the body or the mind. It is the experience of I. And what is that I made of? That I is Arunachala. That I is Tane Tane Arunachala. And Arunachala is Tattvam. Tane Tane Tattvam. Idanai Tane Kattuvai Arunachala. Bhagavan says, even if you are in another continent, look within, hold on to that I, again and again make the mind see within and grasp that, try to just grope within. Till you touch that stream, that current of I. That dhara. Bhagavan uses the word dhara. Once you hold on to that current, atma srotas. Once you touch that srotas, that current, once it is activated, once it starts operating, then you know that it is the current of Arunachala's grace. Aruviyai perugum. Bhagavan says Aruvi means stream. Aruviyai perugum Arunama malayanum anbe. Aruviyai perugum. That Aruvi is stream. And the Aruvi of Arunachala is this current within as aham, 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 aham. I. And once your attention, see, attention is the only energy that we have. Once that attention gets distracted, scattered through the senses, we fail to touch the source. But by constant, I use a new word, innering. I don't know whether that word is there. Because in Tamil, ulhal is the word. Ulhal means innering. By constant innering, again and again, making the mind struggle within, then Bhagavan says, you just start struggling and the pain that you experience in living estranged from the source when that pain becomes intense enough to touch the source, then a power will be activated in the source which will surface to catch hold of your attention and pull it deep down into the heart. So till then, you have to struggle. That innering has to happen. Ulgal has to happen. Oyamal ulhuvar ul olirum ullanai. Tiruvachakam is a beautiful sentence. Oyamal ulhuvar. Without interruption, without taking rest, you constantly make the mind dive deep, struggle within. Then ullolirum ullanai, the inner one, the truth, he olirum means he will shine forth within with all his splendor. In the sense that word splendor or effulgence, that is more picturesque. But the thing is, the Ishwara's grace, Arunachala's grace, the attention at a certain stage will fall into that inner stream. Once that you catch hold of that inner current, then your job is over. From there starts Aksharamanamale. Bhagavan says, you entered my home, caught hold of me and pulled me out and brought me to your home and got me imprisoned there. You entered my place, just caught hold of me, fished me out, took me to your place, kept me completely imprisoned there. Here you see, there is no question of human effort. There is no question of I did some sadhana, Arunachala, I got you. I did some meditation, Arunachala, I got you. Nothing like that. Bhagavan simply starts from, in the Buddhism they say stream winning. That is a beautiful word. That stream winner, that is the word they use. Bhagavan, stream winning means, in Tamil, Shiva Bhakti tradition, they say Kripa Sakshatkaram, Arul Sakshatkaram. It is not realization of the self, realization of grace. That is complete. The moment you realize that the current of grace, then you know, you in no time you did any sadhana. There was neither the sadhaga nor the sadhana, only the sadhya remains unaffected. That purna vastu alone. So, from this point, this stream winning point, Aksharamanamale starts. But in the first song, Bhagavan said, Arunachalamana ahame ninep power. He said, do ninep, do self-inquiry. Then, from the third song onwards, he said, just strike, once it catches fire, you need not do anything. The fire will do the rest. So the first thing is, make the thought touch the self. Don't question whether the thought can touch the self. But once it enters into that stream, thinking itself is not possible. Bhagavan said, thinking is not your real nature. That is a very bombarding statement. Because everyone wants you to be a thinker. Bhagavan says to think is not your real nature. He never said think. He said thinking itself is not your real nature. To think, only to deal with something outside you, you have to think. You need not think to intuit yourself. So, Arunachalamena, ahame ninaippavar, ahattai vera rupaya Arunachala. We will continue this song tomorrow. Arunachala Shiva 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 Arunachala
കിഞ്ചിദസ്തി യഥാതവേഷ്ടം കുറുമാം തഥൈവ ത്വാം ആത്മനാഥം രമണം ഭജാമി. ഹര നമഃ പാർവതീ പതയേ. ഹര ഹര മഹാദേവ.